Hello and welcome to this random scene from Climon and Climides by The Unknown. It was recorded live at our Revel season on Saturday, 16th of December, 2023. It is a dialogue between Climides and Juliana. The play is a fun pastiche of romance literature, and so is full of pompous adventurers looking to save damsels in rhyming 14ers. With Kit Maguire as Climides and Alexandra Kataguida as Juliana. Enjoy. So we're going to start with a little bit of the opening of Climon and Climides, which I'm sure is a play that rolls off everybody's tongues. It's a great play and should be heard more of, and you'll hear a little bit of it now. With these wonderful performers who will be doing a bit of text for you now. Round of applause, please, for them.
As to the weary wandering knights whom weltering waves environ, no greater joy of joys may be than when from out the ocean they may behold the altitude of billows to abate, for to observe the longitude of seas in former rate, and having then the latitude of sea room for to pass, their joy is greater through the grief than erst before it was. So likewise I, Climides, prince of Suavia, noble soil, bringing my bark to Denmark here, do bide the bitter broil, and beating blows of billows high, while raging storms did last, my griefs was greater than might be, but tempests overpassed. Such gentle calms ensued hath as makes my joys more, through terror of the former fear than erst it was before. So that I sit in safety, as seaman under shrouds, when he perceives the storms be past, through vanquishing of clouds. For why, the doubtful care that drave me off, in danger to prevail, is dashed through bearing lesser brain, and keeping under sail. So that I have, through travel long, at last possessed the place, whereas my bark in harbour safe doth pleasures great embrace, and hath such license limited, as heart can seem to ask, to go and come of custom free, or any other task. I mean by Juliana she, that blaze of beauty's breeding, and for her noble gifts of grace all other dames exceeding, she hath from bondage set me free, and freed, yet still bound to her, above all other dames that lives upon the ground. For had she not been merciful, my ship had rushed on rocks, and so decayed amid the storms, through force of clubbish knocks. But when she saw the danger great, where subject I did stand, in bringing of my silly bark, full fraught from out my land, she like a meek and modest dame, what should I else say more, did permit me with full consent to land upon her shore. Upon true promise that I would here faithful still remain, and that perform which she had vowed for those that should obtain her princely person to possess, which thing to know I stay, and then adventurously for her to pass upon my way. Lo, where she comes, our peerless dame, my Juliana dear!
My Climides, of truth, Sir Prince, to make you stay thus here, I proffer too much injury. That's doubtless on my part, but let it no occasion give to breed within your heart mistrust that I should forge or feign with you, my love, in aught.
No, lady, touching you in me doth lodge no such a thought. But thanks for your great curtsy that would so friendly here, in midst of misery receive a foreign stranger mere. But lady, say, what is your will, that it I may perstand?
Sir Prince, upon a vow, who spouseth me must needsly take in hand the flying serpent for to slay, which in the forest is, that of strange marvels beareth name, which serpent doth not miss by daily use from every coast that is adjacent there to fetch a virgin, maid, or wife, or else some lady fair, to feed his hungry paunch withal, if case he can them take. His nature, lo, it only is of women spoil to make. Which thing no doubt did daunt me much, and made me vow indeed, who should espouse me for his wife, should bring to me his heed. Whereto my father willingly did give his like consent. Lo, Sir Climides, now you know what is my whole intent, and if you will, as I have said, for me this travel take, that I am yours, with heart and mind your full account to make.
Ah, lady, if case these travels should surmount, the travel whereby came unto the worthies of the world such noble brute and fame, yea, though the danger should surpass stout Hercules in toil, who, fearing naught, the dogged fiend's stern Cerberus did foil. Take here my hand. If life and limb the living gods do lend to purchase thee, the dearest drop of blood my heart shall spend, and therefore, lady, link with me thy loyal heart, for I am thine, till fates untwine, of vital life the sty. protesting here if gods assist the serpent for to kill.
Then shalt thou of all women win the heart and great goodwill, and me possess for spoused wife, who in election am to have the crown of Denmark here, as heir unto the Sam. For why, no children hath my sire besides me, but one other, and he indeed is heir before, for that he is my brother. And Cleomon, so hight his name, but where he doth remain unto my parents is unknown, for once he did obtain their goodwills for to go abroad a while to spend his days in purchasing through active deeds both honour, lord, and praise, whereby he might deserve to have the order of a knight. But this omitting unto thee, Clomides, here I plight my fate and troth, if what is said by me thou dost perform.
If not, be sure, O lady, with my life I never will return.
Then, as thou seemest in thine attire a virgin's knight to be, take thou this shield, likewise of white, and bear thy name by me, the White Knight of the Silver Shield, to elevate thy praise.
O lady, as your pleasure is, I shall at all assays endeavour my good will to win. If Mars do send me might, such honour as your grace with joy shall welcome home your knight.
Then farewell, my dear Clamides. The gods direct thy way and grant that with the serpent's head behold thy face I may.
You shall not need to doubt thereof, O faithful dame so true, and humbly kissing here thy hand. I bid thy grace adieu. Ah, happy time and blissful day, wherein by fate I find such friendly favours as is food to feed both heart and mind. To Suavia soil I swiftly will prepare my footsteps right, and there of my father to receive the order of a knight, and afterwards address myself in hope of honour's crown, both tiger fell and monster fierce, by dint or to drive down the flying serpent, soon shall feel how boldly I dare vaunt me. And if that hydra's head she had, yet dread should never daunt me. If murdering Minotaur a man might count this ugly beast, yet to win a lady such, I do account it least of travel's toil to take in hand. And therefore, farewell care, for hope of honour sends me forth amongst warlike wights to share.
And scene. If you'd like to delve more into the play, at time of recording we have exploring session read-throughs, and maybe more in the future. We have also exploring sessions on all the plays of the Queen's Men, who probably played this text. Links are in the show description. If you'd like to hear more from this play, become a patron and lobby for a production. We follow our patrons' lead, and you can vote once a year for more work on any play. But we are infinitely bribeable. Support our work at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or you can throw us a one-off bonus at ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Goodbye. And scene.